This call is being recorded.
John Hartright from Bitcoin Market Journal here with our ace analyst, Jessica Rodella, talking about Qtum. Jessica, take it away.
Thank you. So Qtum is known as a hybrid between Bitcoin and Ethereum. So we just heard about NEM, which is really trying to enhance the current blockchain platforms out there. Qtum is really just trying to combine the best of Bitcoin and Ethereum through a proof of stake model. So essentially, it's acting as a hybrid that's combining what's called the UTXO model of Bitcoin with the Ethereum virtual machine. So the goal is to create a business-friendly blockchain. Right now, the problem with blockchain is that they're not all compatible with each other, and it really restricts the power of the technology. So Ethereum uses, you know, account-based tracking for funds, and Bitcoin uses transaction outputs, which is secure but complex. So again, the problem here is Bitcoin doesn't have the ability for smart contracts, while Ethereum does. So we're trying to, in this case, Qtum is trying to combine the best of both worlds while moving away from a proof of work model, which has been known to just be really, you know, hard on the environment, restricts practical business applications, and isn't a good model. So moving
uses a lot of electricity. Uses a lot of electricity, that proof of work. Okay.
Yep. So the customers here would be anyone that wants to use multiple blockchains in a business-friendly model. And so, like we said, this is a new market. It's highly regulated. And when we look at the economics, a lot of players in the field, a lot of substitutes right now. Like I said, NEM is out there already trying to make, you know, the best of the blockchain world. So similar concepts here. You know, again, the struggle will be with mass adoption and industry rivalry, trying to improve on Bitcoin and Ethereum, but Bitcoin and Ethereum are also trying to scale and improve their own models. So it's all going to come down to who does it first. And again, lots of research and development, high requirements for that. When we look at the competitive advantage, you know, it's trying to build upon the better aspects of Ethereum and the better aspects of Bitcoin. So we'll see, you know, if it comes out on top, or if Bitcoin and Ethereum are going to make their own products better quicker. So Qtum right now is focusing on the Asian community. That's really where they're trying to get the lead and the mass adoption in. And they do have some impressive partners. They have partners with 360 Finance and a rumored partnership with Starbucks. So if that actually comes through, that would be huge. I think that would be a big name brand out there that would help them boost their credibility. So they're anticipating several more partnerships coming for 2018, and to be determined if Starbucks actually comes into full effect.
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, all of these new tokens, you need a killer app or you need a killer partner to really encourage adoption, because otherwise they're just undifferentiated, even if they've got some great technology. So that would be a killer partner if it happened.
It would. And so at this point, I mean, if we're comparing it to NEM, like we recently discussed, they're kind of neck and neck. You know, they're both trying to enhance in the blockchain. They both have some impressive partnerships. And the area where I feel is the differentiator, and where Qtum is kind of lower in the ball game here, is around the management team. And so if we look at who the head of this team is, it's Patrick Day, and there's a lot of negative press on him about previously being engaged in an ICO scam called BitBay. And taking a lot of funds and just doing a lot of really unethical things with that ICO. So he does have previous blockchain experience, but it's not great, or at least the press around it is not great.
That some would say. Filled with controversy. Yes.
Yes. So the team does have a lot of blockchain experience. It's quite a large group. But again, when we look at the integrity behind this, there's a lot of negative press. So that my confidence with the team is not 100% right there, just for that. But we'll see. When we look at the token, yes, it's required. It's integrated into the blockchain and is required to run apps on the chain. It's an ERC-20 token. And when we look at decentralization here, this platform and model is not entirely decentralized, because it's an open source platform and governance is built in. They have a judgment committee based on how much individuals hold, which isn't always a bad thing, but what becomes, you know, uncertain here is how everything is distributed. We have 28% of all coins held by one account holder, and the remaining, or a whole 66% of it, is held by five addresses. So if we look at the allocation of who is holding, it's not, you know, it could be inflatable. I just think that that's kind of a red flag for me when we look at that. That being said, they do have a functioning product. They sold, you know, 51 million tokens in their crowd sale in March 2017, and you know, there's a lot of, when we look at the startup strategy, there's a lot of buzz, not all that good, but you know, press is press. I think it is kind of a difficult technology to follow, just because they don't really, you know, they're just trying to improve on what's already out there. So it's going to be hard to differentiate how they are really very different. But I think the biggest question, again, is around the token distribution. So it's unclear of, you know, whether or not they're trying to just raise money here, or if they're actually going to be, you know, creating a platform with a promising business model. So for me, my review here is a little bit lower. I gave it about a 3.1 for the short term and a 3.4 for the long term.
So we talk a lot about the communication strategy for these tokens and being able to clearly articulate what the value proposition is and differentiate it in investors' minds among the hundreds or thousands of other tokens out there. So it sounds like they are still wrestling with this, again, trying to find that killer app or killer partner that can really help ensure widespread, like, brand recognition and then adoption of Qtum. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.